We're Radio Giant FM, 96.5 and 106.3, and available online at giant.fm and on the phone. Always excited to talk to the people at Grater's Ice Cream. So excited. Always am. We got Tim on the phone. Tim, you are the marketing guru of Grater's Ice Cream, and I'm sure you probably have a lot of information about it, don't you?
Well, I'm certainly in marketing. Guru is generous, perhaps. But yes, I have the privilege of being on the Grater's marketing team.
Tim Philpott from Grater's Ice Cream on the phone. And man, it's the month of ice cream. How can you argue?
It is National Ice Cream Month in July, and we've enjoyed celebrating this month since Ronald Reagan gave it to us as a national month of recognition in, you know, about 25 years ago, 30 years ago. We just kind of cram everything we can into this month in terms of flavors and goings on in our stores and in programs with our partners and in the grocery business. And just, it's all about ice cream. I mean, it's from the 4th of July through, you know, National Ice Cream Day, which is coming up this weekend on Sunday. So a lot going on.
So you talked about how Ronald Reagan gave you the national holiday. So how did that work? I mean, we know he was a movie star, and then of course he became president and was governor, of course, of California before that. But did he just like ice cream a lot and said, you know, I'm the man now, so I can do this?
You know, I think it's probably more the latter. You know, I think people have a fondness for ice cream, and I think we have so much, you know, ice cream is American in so many ways that I think it was only, you know, there's a day for everything and there's a month for everything. So ice cream certainly deserved its due. So, you know, but we jumped right in. So every year we celebrate our birthday as a company during July. And like I said, we try to really amplify everything here in this National Ice Cream Month. So we're happy to do it.
A lot of flavors. Talk about what you got going on. There were some new things that I saw that were coming down the pipeline. Have those been implemented in stores yet? And just talk about Grater's Ice Cream.
So a lot of what we do, Tyson, is about flavor. So from, you know, we launched a maple cinnamon crunch flavor earlier this year, a bourbon brown butter bourbon pecan flavor earlier this year. But in the summer, we take an opportunity to roll out very short-term flavors. We call them bonus flavors that are really straight out of our test kitchen. Our Bob Grater, who's our flavor innovator, really one of the family that owns and operates, a fourth-generation family that owns and operates our company. And Bob gives us these great flavors to take out in our scoop shops. And just this last Monday, we rolled out the fourth of the summer, which is Pina Colada, which is a fantastic pairing of coconut, some pineapple in there, this hint of rum,
and
it's like I said, it's a fantastic refreshing flavor to help us celebrate the summer. So we've had a malted pretzel ball with chocolate covered pretzels in it this summer. We've had a honeycomb ice cream, which was a molasses based ice cream with sponge candy that we've had out. We had a Amaretto Crunch, which is a nostalgic flavor, an almond base, a nostalgic flavor that people seem to call for a lot. That's probably one of our most requested flavors that we don't make anymore. For people say, Brandon, you're going to bring back Amaretto Crunch. And then we'll have one more of those coming out here in the beginning of August. But that's a series of kind of, they're true bonuses. And then, you know, we certainly have our summer peach flavor that comes out in June and lasts through July. We have watermelon sorbet right now. We'll bring out a banana chocolate chip on August 1st. So it's, you know, summer is really the time where we bring it all out. And we've had a key lime pie that's been very successful flavor. So, you know, summertime is really that time where everybody's eating maybe a little bit more ice cream, and we're very grateful for that, but also gives us an opportunity to try these flavors and let folks get a little something new in all of our Grater shops, as well as peach and things that you can find in the grocery.
And of course, I'm sure that everybody now is like, I want it, so where do you get it? Because I'm like, I don't know about you, but that pina colada stuff sounds really good right about now.
It's fantastic. So we have three stores around Indianapolis. We have a store in Carmel, we have one in Fishers, and we have one there kind of by Butler. It's on Illinois Street. And so we have three little scoop shops serving kind of the northern side of Indianapolis. But you can find our pints in Kroger stores and in Fresh Market and you know, pretty much wherever you shop for groceries, you'd have our product on the shelf. So we're excited to be available wherever somebody wants to come and get ice cream this summer. But Pina Colada is only in our three scoop shops up there, Carmel, Fishers, and they're near sitting near Butler on Illinois Street.
Talking to Tim Philpott from Grater's Ice Cream about, of course, the month of ice cream in July, all the flavors and stuff you can get in the stores and the scoop shops and so on. And this is always a good question I like to ask is fun facts about ice cream. Stuff that people probably don't know.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff when you go to the grocery store in the ice cream aisle that from your super premium or craft ice cream is where Grater's live. And those are the companies that really are more dedicated to a finer ice cream and put more into it in better ingredients, better process. And, you know, a fun fact about ice cream is, I like to say is, you know, pick them up off the shelf and see how much they weigh, because that gives you a great indication about how much air people are sending into ice cream. And the better ice cream is heavier because the producers are putting less air in it. And our process, our French pot process we've been doing for almost 150 years, puts very little air in it. So you get this dense, you know, mouthfeel that's creamy with, like I said, with our ingredients and our process. So I like to think that's fun about ice cream, because there's a lot of people out there making ice cream and a lot of good ice cream, but pick it up and see how heavy it is. And then you'll get an idea of how dense it's going to be. And that really makes a fine ice cream or a craft level ice cream that we talk about.
And of course, Tim, you're available on all the socials and on the websites and stuff like that. So talk about all that stuff.
Absolutely. And this Sunday we have a special going on. As we mentioned, it's National Ice Cream Day on the 21st. So in our scoop shops, our guests can come in and get $1.49 cones, $1.49 for a single dip sugar cone. And that's when we celebrate our 149th year as a company. We're a fourth generation, as I mentioned, family company. And there's still folks named Grater running around here, running and operating our company, still committed to what their great grandfather and great grandmother started and kept going for many, many years to turn of the century. So